It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's April 18th, 2024. Well, let's take a look at our marine weather forecast. The National Weather Service says high pressure off the British Columbia and Washington coast with a thermal trough along the South Oregon coast through Thursday. High pressure shifts inland on Thursday night, inducing offshore flow. A weakening front moves to our waters on Saturday. Now, today's marine weather forecast includes northeast winds, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20, becoming north 15 to 20, gusting to 25 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the northeast, 3 feet at 4 seconds apart. Southwest swells 2 feet at 17 seconds. And today, well, we'll take a look at our ship schedule a little bit. And then today, I want to talk a little bit more about ports and cargo on the Columbia River. And another port, while the Port of Portland is having some big changes coming their way, according to recent news reports, another port is stepping up and opening a marine terminal where there was none before. So ships will be calling at a port, the Port of Woodland, where they did not call before on the Columbia. So it's kind of an interesting story. But first, our inbound schedule. We have the Missy Enterprise arriving from Benicia, headed for the Rainier Anchorage. She's going to be picking up soda ash, I believe, at the Port of Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 a.m. and be in Rainier by about noontime. The Atlantic Brave is arriving from offshore, headed for Portland. Her cargo is cement. She will pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 10:30 p.m. The Pan Topaz is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat upriver. Look for her in Astoria's anchorage around 6 p.m. The American Endurance is arriving from Anacortes, Washington, headed for Portland. Refined petroleum on board there, delivering it to Portland. Passing Astoria around 9 p.m. in Portland by about 3 a.m. on Friday morning. And the Pacific Honor is arriving from Everett, headed for Portland. I think she's bringing in a cargo of steel. And she will pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 3:30 a.m. on Friday morning. Well, we've been talking this week here on the Ship Report about changes at the Port of Portland. And the current story is that if circumstances remain as they are, it will mean no more container shipping on the river past the end of September. So that's a big change and a loss. But here's a story about a port on the Columbia that is expanding its operations and adding capacity and will become a shipping port soon when it was not one before. This information is from a story in the Columbian newspaper out of Clark County, Washington, and many thanks to the Merchants Exchange in Portland for bringing this story to my attention through their newsletter. Here's an excerpt from that story by staff writer Sarah Wolf. Quote, "The Port of Woodland is on the path to operating marine terminals for the first time, a move that the port started eyeing more than 50 years ago. Now, just an aside from me, marine terminals are places on the river where docks are located, where vessels can call and load or unload cargo. So back to the story. The port signed a lease with Wilsonville Concrete Products for space on port property. The port in Cowlitz County has owned that property since 1967, but a 2020 feasibility study helped determine what more could be done with the site. Up to now, the port has been in the industrial park business," close quote. So there's a term in there that we hear a lot, but it might need a little explaining because in many cases it is a specific term, and that is the word port. You hear it in things like the Port of Portland or the Port of Vancouver or the Port of Woodland. And these are special districts which generate revenue through various means. Port of Astoria is one. Now, one of those revenue streams can be, say, having tenants on the property and charging rent. Some ports have marinas and boatyards, or they offer through the port cruise line dock space or dockage for other vessels that need it. That's what's happening here in Astoria. Another use can be having dock space and leasing it to a company to use for waterborne shipping. We have some of that here in Astoria with a log operation that is now happening at the Port of Astoria's Pier 1. Now, there are other private berths on the Columbia that belong to companies that are not part of port districts. We see quite a few of these private docks on the Columbia near Portland and on the Willamette River, but in the mix are also those official port districts like the Port of Portland and the Port of Vancouver and the Port of Woodland, the Port of Kalama, the Port of Longview. So the word port can also refer to just a dock where a ship goes when it's in a harbor. But when you see that, when you hear it used as the port of something, referring to a place, that's generally an official port district. And why that's a big deal and what makes them different from just a dock, a privately owned dock where a ship can go and pick up or deliver cargo to a private company, is that these ports, the port of something, they're considered local government entities. And so they're kind of a different animal from a private dock on the Columbia River or anywhere else. But back to the port of Woodland. Wilsonville Concrete Products expects the process to take 2 years for them to get ready to do this, to essentially open a marine terminal at the port of Woodland. At that time, after two years, the port will have a final lease review to look over the final engineered and permitted plan. And here's another quote from that article. Quote, "The maritime industry has passed by the waters of the port of Woodland for several decades. Today, we begin the process to leverage this property, the Columbia River Channel, with those investments that will be made by Wilsonville Concrete Products to our industrial property," close quote. And that, again, is from the Columbia newspaper. So let's talk about this in the context of a few things relative to what we've been discussing this week about ports and what goes on there. Now, you can see, if you read this article that I just described to you, that it's been a slow and very prudent process for the Port of Woodland to get to this point, probably because they wanted to have the right partnerships in place and the right backing to make it succeed financially. According to reporting about the Port of Portland's current situation with container vessels, they were unable to secure a partnership they needed, and that was part of the decision to abandon container shipping. I would imagine it was not a decision made lightly. Now, I've seen people making the usual potshot comments on social media at the port about mismanagement and on, but we really don't know that. What we're seeing is one agency stepping back from a service, and in this case, another one stepping up. It's kind of part of the ebb and flow of commerce in the region. It is certainly surprising to see the Port of Portland doing this after the huge investment of money they made in being able to do container shipping. Will another port step up to handle containers here on the river? As I said yesterday with regard to the Port of Astoria, not without a huge influx of funds to buy equipment and to reinforce or create infrastructure. And as they say in real estate, location, location, location. Proximity to rail and superhighways is critical for cargo distribution. So I would imagine that any players that would want to step up would have existing rail and be near I-5. I'm hoping there will be more to the story about the Port of Portland. I wish them the best. A lot of jobs are hanging on the restoration of container service if it happens. I have no idea whether that's a possibility. We'll just have to wait and see. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening and have a great day.